This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's Friday, getting close to quitting time. A long weekend, in fact, for some of us. For others, those working on Wall Street to be more specific, tomorrow and the rest of the weekend are probably going to be just like today, another day at the office. The expected work ethic at big banks, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and the rest, is legendary. It's been around for decades. You work the weekends, which is why it's worth a note that those banks have started telling their youngest bankers and analysts something new. Don't work so hard. Marketplace's Lizzie O'Leary explains why.
At 7 p.m. on Park Avenue in Midtown Manhattan, men and women in suits are streaming out of J.P. Morgan Chase, UBS, and the other big banks nearby, while delivery guys on bikes drop off food.
Restaurant fuel, you know? Oh, it's delicious.
Dinner time?
Yeah.
That dinner is going high upstairs where the lights are on to the analysts and associates, junior bankers on the lowest rung who might work 100-hour weeks hoping they'll pay off. Saad Siddiqui used to be one of them at the bank RBC just 3 years ago when he was 23.
You go through between a month, 2 months worth of training, and after that you go into the different teams that you're assigned to.
He was assigned to mergers and acquisitions, one of the most prestigious groups. They do big deals and work long hours. Siddiqui remembers one time.
There was a deal that came in Friday around 5 or 6 o'clock, and we had to make a bid for a company by Monday, which meant that we had to work basically all the entire around the clock till Monday. I left for a total of about 3 hours during that weekend.
3 hours. Siddiqui says that wasn't always the norm, and he learned a lot and made money. But the grind was, well, grinding. He left for a job in tech.
I know a lot of analysts that go months without having a single weekend off. And after a while, you start losing your mind, and you just need to kind of get away from the office.
Now the big banks are saying junior bankers have to, banning Saturday work or saying 1 weekend a month is protected, even bringing on more staff to spread out the load. The concern began last summer when an intern in Bank of America's London office died after an epileptic seizure. But the coroner noted that his hard work may have been a trigger. There's something else going on here, too.
Right now, Wall Street is not the only game in town for really talented people.
That's Anthony Rose. He was a CFO at Credit Suisse and now teaches at Columbia Business School. Some of his students are going to venture capital firms or Silicon Valley to work in tech.
Technology now is a big driver. People are starting to ask the question of what else do I get out of it? And what they mean by that is, you know, am I going to have to work 120 hours or am I going to have a chance to spend time with my family or my friends?
Still, there's skepticism that these announcements will actually change the culture of Wall Street, where people come to make money.
You have guys and girls coming out of school with huge debt and a focus on getting a job when right now it's the most competitive it's ever been.
That's Harry Utan. His company, Faden, recruits bankers for jobs.
These guys, irrespective of perhaps things implemented by the big banks, the Goldmans, the JPs, the Credit Suisse, they're going to work. They, you know, they want to show their commitment and they want to show their loyalty.
And, of course, there are older bankers to contend with who came up in the old system and may not take to the new policies. I asked Columbia's Anthony Rose if protected weekends will go out the window if a managing director drops a project on somebody's desk on Friday at 5 p.m.
Yeah, I think that'll probably be the first real test of crunch time, deals on the table. You know, this guy's going out to the Hamptons for the weekend. I think that'll be probably the first real test of how do you actually implement this.
So a summer weekend may be the test, or perhaps earlier when a big deal happens. After all, the start of the week on Wall Street goes by the nickname Merger Monday. In New York, I'm Lizzie O'Leary for Marketplace.